Cheney gets a battery change. 29th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for our news. Washington, D.C., Hell, USA. Dick Cheney's old obsolete lithium-ion battery has run its 5-year lifespan and has been replaced by a plutonium thermoelectric battery. Not only will the new radioisotope-powered battery last the rest of Dick Cheney's 15,000-year lifespan, it will also boost his maximum output of evil by 50% and provide enough power for his titanium-hafnium-fucking-kill drive to work at 90% of its full capacity, which was notoriously underpowered by the inferior battery which was previously installed in his body. In addition to making Cheney the most powerful cyborg outside of Japan, his new battery gives him a healthy greenish glow when he's in the dark, and gives him enough virility to deflower every virgin in Allah's heaven and screw anyone who merely looks at him funny, if he wishes. Last night, the robotics team at George Washington University Hospital successfully booted down Cheney's semi-synthetic brain and replaced the Symbium-based firmware with a more powerful NetBSD, according to the wishes of Satan. Then his outdated ARM processor, with two state-of-the-art Intel Xeon quad-core processors, and his power supply and main electrical system was updated to handle the increased power provided by the new battery. After performing several minor repairs which Cheney's previous heart attacks have caused, he was closed back up before the scientists rebooted him. Upon waking from the operation, which is technically called routine maintenance and service, Cheney requested 5 gallons of Freedom Fries, which he needed to power the hydrogen fuel cells of his backup electric system, then resumed his irregular duties as president, which was temporarily transferred to his sock puppet George W. Bush during the operation. After being successfully serviced, Cheney suffers from no limitations in his power. Having enough power to transform into a toaster or F-17 fighter at the wisp of his whim, Cheney will use his newfound power to win the war in Iraq by transforming himself into an Abrams tank and blasting the insurgents and any signs of civil war within a 100-megawatt laser cannon range which scientists have attached to his left arm. While this cyborg is not fighting the war in Iraq, his nuclear battery is attached to the northeastern electrical grid and powers a wide swath of United States and Canada from Toronto to New Jersey. Halliburton gets carbon dioxide offsets each time Cheney connects his nuclear battery to the electrical grid, since now that Cheney operates solely on carbon-neutral sources of power. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.